I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Ridoso in Lincoln County. The Ridoso Warriors traveled to Lovington on Saturday for their Class 4A state matchup against the Lovington Wildcats, a team they've already faced once this year in district play and a team they lost to. Coach Keith Johnson, what is it about the Wildcats that worries you this time around?
They can throw the ball, and they're one of those teams that they'll make you pay. If you take away the passing game, then they're going to make you pay with the run game. And take away the run game, they're going to make you pay with their passing game. So this is going to be, a big ball game for us. And we've got to, be sound defensively. And if we can, keep them contained a little bit better than what we did the last time. And we've changed up our offense. And if we can get our offense rolling like we have been, then it should be a good battle between the two of us.
Coach, if it's a close game in the fourth quarter, what's it coming down to?
If it's real, real close, it could come down to who has the ball last. And, we've got to defend those receivers of theirs because they can march the ball down. But I think, it's going to come down to who wants it the most. In this time of year, it just comes down to who wants it the most at the very end of the season.
A broadcast staple in southeast New Mexico and for almost 3 years in Ridoso, MTD General Manager Kevin Bonner will be on the air one more time today as he semi-retires and moves to the Philippines. The morning show, New Mexico in the Morning, aired on the former KRUI AM station here in Ridoso. The show had a conservative angle, and many of his guests talked about the issues conservatives were facing.
Never afraid to push the envelope, because if you never try to do new things, you will never know, and you will remain stagnant. And I think radio in general, there are a lot of stagnant radio stations that are afraid to kind of change and do things a little different. Rush Limbaugh didn't get on the air by not pushing the envelope. And I'm a lot further away from Rush Limbaugh. I'm not that guy. But I think you got to push envelope.
Bonner, in semi-retirement, will continue to be the host of Being the Breakfast Club on W105.1 and the Translator Station on 99.1. Both of them can be heard here in Ridoso. The show will be live from the Philippines. Now, the latest technology in radio will allow him to broadcast from his studios in the Philippines. That must be nice. And Will Rooney and I will do the show from our studios in Lovington. And from the MTD Radio Management, have a happy and safe Thanksgiving. For MTD Radio News, I'm Tom A. Reese.